Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
Welcome to Scanning the Frequency.
Good evening. I'm scanning the frequencies. How are you tonight, guy?
Hello.
Excellent.
You know what I was thinking? I would say we made a live video. Well, I wasn't on it. I didn't count. I was just in the chat room today.
You were on it.
Yeah, but I was on, this one today?
You were on, you were like on the,
section, yeah.
I was putting out your copyrighted content every time you talk, you know.
Right, exactly. it seems that this strange place called SME decided that we were going to get blocked, and we have no idea what that is. But then I was thinking that maybe it was because, I don't know, we have a chicken.
I'll brainstorm and find out what copyrighted material I use. But it's okay. At least we know we can announce that we do have Scanning the Frequencies live every now and again. We'll do live videos either before the show or a day before the show, you know.
Yeah, it's Sunday. Probably perfect.
And that's through Emux. Emux actually is a really great little program. I'll give a shout-out for Emux. If you do the live streaming thing, it's a pretty interesting little program. And for free, it lets you do quite a bit. But it impressed me so much, Lisa and David, that I decided to go ahead and get it for $25 a month. But tonight I paid $25 to be told that they blocked the video in some other country and cause it to be blocked in our country. I don't know. Who gives a shit? We're going to still do
know.
It, but
this
I'll sing. I guess if I sing, you know, maybe they won't even bother. They'll be like, oh, my God, that's horrible.
They'll be like, what? And maybe if you don't say what it is, they'll never know.
Exactly. But,
wait, what?
No, but I'm excited because we are doing the live video podcasting. And what we can do is we can recap or preface at whatever show if we come up or we got a guest coming up in the future or something, we can get on there and talk, maybe even get them on there. Who knows?
Oh, that'd be fun if we could do that. You know,
yeah.
That'd be
But
that'd
then be like, no, they're famous. We can't broadcast their face.
No.
Lisa, you got the files. You got the 114 files tonight. You're going to introduce a certain...
So wait. They're doubled.
Yeah, that means it's easy to find them.
Oh, I can't. Wait a minute. I got lost here. Hold on. Oh, I went to the end. I went too far.
We know about the Norristown chicken. Apparently over in Pennington Township, New Jersey, chicken heard of the exploits of the Norristown chicken, and at some point, how long it takes a chicken to walk from New Jersey to Pennsylvania.
Right, really, yep.
I mean, whenever that chicken gets into town, I guess the Norristown chicken's got to run for its money.
Fabian.
I don't think
Fabian?
Yeah, David disagrees, yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Talking, guys. I don't see your clips.
Don't see whose clips.
Oh, hang on.
Oh, no,
wait
it's
a minute.
Still
I'll
on there.
Okay. No, I'm just, okay, maybe it's up higher. Hold on, now that's Mikey's song. Okay,
114. Mike Terrio. Look for 114. I did it on the 14th.
I'm looking through all of them right now, and I don't know. Guys, keep talking about something. Let me keep looking.
Okay. Oh, no, it's fine. It's nothing. I mean, if you don't find them, that's fine. At some point,
No, I'm literally scrolling through all the audio. Just hold on 1 second. It says STF in it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you okay, told me to make sure to abbreviate
yes,
it.
Yes, so I would know. Right. We've got Dog Clip, Pennington Chicken, Main Intro, Farts.
But you can preface them.
Wait,
but
Alcohol Bleeding, N-Town Chicken, or David Intro, and the other one,
yep.
And then Die Young, why that's three times. We've got Virginia. We've got your Richmond, Virginia clips, Alabama, Iowa, Virginia, again, Monica PA, Walter,
uh-huh.
Fresh Air, Walter, Halloween Show Intro, Haunted House, Virginia Wolf. Okay, we have William, right? Mikey, N-Town Chicken, Mikey, and that's all the autos are in these files.
Yeah, well, you got it then. It's the one with the CKN on it, and 114 is the date.
What?
And
there is no date, Fabian. There's nothing.
Well, okay, then there's no date. Is it, I heard you read it.
What was it?
Astral Farts and
the
other one.
Okay, I got that.
Yeah,
one.
And then there's Pennington.
Yeah,
Chicken.
I got that one.
Yeah that's
mm-hmm.
The one we're referring to is the Pennington Chicken.
Right.
Pennington Township, New Jersey.
It's coming out here to Gangsta Chicken in North.
It's
Town.
Coming.
To,
yeah,
right.
David's got his
gangsta.
Money. Yeah, he's got his money on the more
I got,
the north.
I got my money on the Norristown Chicken.
Yeah, me too. I do. I absolutely do.
I mean, come on. The Norristown Chicken's got some serious street cred.
Yeah.
Oh, really? I'm serious. He hopping up. And the first time I seen him, I thought, oh, God, there's a chicken loose. Oh, my God. And I'm like, where does he belong? So I realized there was a coop in the backyard. And there's a bushes, like, that go around the corner, you know, shrubs, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, and he's strutting up and down the street. So here I go across the street. I'm going to go grab the chicken because I got to put the chicken back in the thing. And as I'm walking past him, he goes past me. He goes into the shrubs and goes into the yard by himself.
But he looks so confident.
Yeah.
That's why, and we were talking about
God.
It. And apparently the Blog Talk Radio lady, I think it may be her sister's chicken, and it heard
you're
the radio
it could be.
Show. And it's like, well, I'm gonna go out to Norristown and show this smart ass chicken up. So you want to play the intro song for the Pennington Township, New Jersey chicken?
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Today, 10:25 p.m.
Hi, it's me. I just wanted to say, hi, it's me.
Yes,
that sounds like
that
a threat.
Is.
That's a threat.
Yeah, hi, it's me. I'm coming.
Me.
I am coming. So how was your guys' week? How was your week, guys?
Go ahead, David. I'll let you tell her.
Tell her what? How your last week was?
How your week was? Yeah, you can talk all about my week. No, your week.
How was your week, David? Eventful?
Snowy, cold.
Lucky you.
Sort of, kind of eventful, I guess.
Sort of?
Yeah, I don't know. Strange?
Yeah.
That's the way to say it. Strange. Yeah, you got a
tattoo.
There you go. You got a tattoo.
I went to the gym. So I did those two things. And hung out with Jay.
Yeah.
And I hung out with Mikey the other time, right? Wasn't it? This week. Yeah, it was this week, right? And I hung out with my kids.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Cool beans.
Yep. Yep. That was fun.
My week was, I ran.
I thought you were in Florida.
You were all over
the
fucking
Florida.
Place.
I went up. Yeah, I ran. I went down to Florida, then up to. Over in Chicago, though, a friend of mine was attempting he was exercising a demon, but he found out the demon was morbidly obese.
Huh?
Really? That's kind of hard to get rid of, then. You got to put that demon on a diet.
Well, he tried to exercise him and just, you know.
Oh,
my God.
That went right over my head. That went right over. Anybody have any paranormal experiences? I did. How about you guys?
No.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, go first, David.
Well, I can't really explain mine because it's just mostly been this week, but I have been catching, like, little flashes of light.
And they're not cars, so...
No, it's not cars, because I was sitting here watching it, and I got one curtain that's, like, right against the wall, side of the wall. And it looked like somebody shined a small flashlight right next to the curtain, and I'm like, well, what the heck was that? And as I'm sitting looking at it, I saw a flashlight to the left of me out of the side of my vision, out of the corner. So it was just weird. You know, I mean, I don't feel any energy shift here, but... Unless it's a bad energy shift, I don't think I'd feel it.
Right. There was a good energy shift, you wouldn't. I was straight up. My thing, I was straight up. I was at the gym with Jade, okay? And I was doing, well, first I was doing the bikes. I got off the bike, and there's another section with a bunch of stuff in there. And I was walking past, and I seen this lady with, like, a bob haircut, like a black dark hair and, like, a bob type of haircut. And dressed like, you know, like, I don't know how, though, but she was, like, dressed in regular clothes. And when I turned around to go look at her, she was gone. Right? So I'm, like, blew it off. I didn't say nothing to Jade. Right? Then we were coming out of there, and I was doing the leg press, and which was adjacent to where I had seen this woman in the first place. Right?
Right.
And I seen her again, and she disappeared. But she was as solid on the ground as any human that was at the gym.
I don't envy you. I like the fact that my shit is corner of the eye in the mind. I don't want to see it.
Yeah, but I didn't, like, I don't either usually. That's why I was, like, taken back, and I'm like, and I told Jade, and Jade's like, Ma, don't start. And besides that, she came with you anyway. I'm like, shut up, Jade.
Well, my point is that
you,
this ain't the first time. This is not the first time that you've seen them like that. I'm yet to see one. I saw one translucent like that, but it was real enough.
So have I. I've seen that too, but this was damn, like, right up there. You know what I mean? And I'm like, it was solid, like a person. Like, it was no, like, I thought it was a person. I was going to say hello. That's how solid.
Where was this at? The gym?
In the gym, yeah. So I'm which, and being I seen this person in the same section both times, there must be some kind of connection to that section. I don't know. Yeah.
Well, I didn't mean that story earlier to be a pun, you know, about the demons exercising and stuff. So.
Oh, yeah, right. No. No, this is like a regular. She didn't even look sad or nothing. That's the thing. None at all. Yeah, so, I mean, she
didn't
look like.
And you do
see.
Yeah, that's.
She looked like a regular
in,
made-up person, like a woman, you know. So maybe she was a good thing and just hanging out, I guess, maybe. Maybe it's Debbie.
In your mind,
I don't know what Debbie looks like.
You can see that.
Yeah,
sadness.
But I seen her straight up.
But
this
you saw
straight
her straight up.
David this
probably wondered, hey, David's like, what if she was actually real? Is that creepy?
Yeah, what if she was just a real woman and just that, you know, that cat-like, that much of a ninja that she just slipped away real quick? And she'd be a real creep then because she's right back in the same spot watching you again. So
she wasn't really looking at me though. That's the thing. She was looking directly ahead.
Oh, okay, that's different.
Oh, maybe she was there with somebody else.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
well, if you walked over there.
I did go over there. I had to make sure there was nobody that actually sunk down. That's how real it was.
Hey, you know what? Did you know the Vikings used to do that for real?
What? Like,
David may even know this. In ancient times, they would actually have somebody stand out by their ship so that when someone saw them coming in from the mist on the river or the ocean or the fog, that
right.
that person represented the boat and would stand there all night so that the people that in the village would know that they weren't ghost, that it wasn't a ghost, that there wasn't a ghost
ship. Oh, my God,
that's
trippy.
That's a true story. That's actually true. They would a movie called The 13th Warrior with Antonio Banderas. The little boy standing out by the dragon head of the ship. And
right.
I remember Omar Sharif, a fantastic actor, by the way. He looks over at Antonio Banderas and he says, oh, no, he looks over at Bullwife and he says,
Bullwife.
Why is that boy standing out there by the ship? And he says, that's so that they know that he's real and that we're not spirits.
Wow, that's pretty trippy.
Yeah. Yeah, it is some trippy.
But it's kind of cool, actually, like, when you think about it. You know?
I love Viking shit, man. It's the bomb.
Shit, it's kind of like growing up in my household, though.
Did that happen in your household with Walter and William? Did that happen in the house?
The box? Walter, I've seen since I was a kid, but he was a kid.
Oh,
he was young.
Wait.
What?
I think I know what he was talking about. The original
the fart
noises.
Yeah,
noise. that was in one of Lisa's houses because I was listening to that podcast
earlier.
It was
on Chestnut Street. Yep. Yes, it was. It was on Chestnut Street. But
when
we were talking about with the washing machine, right?
Yeah.
Across the floor. Okay, so that was pretty crazy. Because the guys would fart. Okay, and the box would fart back. Okay, when one of the guys farted, that was it. They made fart noises out of the box, so it's been forever and ever and ever since they have done crazy-ass shit. Okay, like the time that I was walking across the floor, right, and and the time the dog poop, I didn't know was on the floor, and I was running the box, and they're like, don't step in it. Lisa, don't step in it. I was like, don't step in what? And I had the dog dish in my hand, so I didn't see the floor. Okay, and I went, don't step away. I look, and there's Lisa dragging a big piece of poop. I was about to step in it. Okay? All right, stuff like that. All right, but as for seeing Walter, I have. And William I've seen, too.
I created a file for them that I sent up to the – I wanted to know if you could play that file. My honor, William and Walter in that
Astro Fart. This is Walter and William's Astro Fart, if I can – find it in
well no on. Actually it's a dedication
Which,
to them
it's a yes it's a dedication to the farts no it's a dedication to the no it's a dedication Lindon hello I love you to the comedy
hi,
club Dawn. Okay yeah hi Dawn if you're listening
that's it yeah the comedy club yes
they are the comedy club. We used to call them the comedy club or the justice crew
the
okay
justice
here we go yep
I'm going now. When I take a flight, my ears will bleed. I'm growing out of sweet feeling pain. I'm growing out of sweet feeling pain. Feeding the fear with all the feelings I need. I dare to push the quick flux of greed. And grab the green grass with the girls in my greed. I'm feeling out with the helium pain. I don't deserve it with the helium pain.
That's for William and Walter.
And the rest of them over there, and Debbie, and Debbie, and everybody else.
Yeah,
and them, the comedy
Astro
club.
Flatulence.
I mean, we've had a lot. I mean, sometimes when people just use the box and they like just use the box, like I think they're like missing out on so much that's there.
Yeah,
you get it. Yeah, I do.
Well,
I really do. I think
most of the time,
out.
Yeah, most of the time when everybody uses a spirit box for investigations.
Oh, wait.
What they're doing is they're asking specific questions, and that's all they're listening for as far as an answer.
Yeah.
They got to do what Frank did, said and taught me. Put the box on, put whatever you're recording with down, and say, okay, hello, whatever. And then just tell them, just, okay, let it go. Tell me what I want, what I got to hear. And usually that's it. Unless it's an important question that you need an answer to. But even then,
exactly.
It'll take 25 minutes to get the answer, so you might as well ask it three times. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
Sometimes it's quick.
Absolutely.
Like I said, the only time it was on point, I still have that recording, the only time was the pandemic for me that it was on, like, literally point.
Yeah.
Like, literally 3 months ahead of time, gave me a date, told me to stay home and stay safe.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That was weird, too, because I didn't know. You know, it's all the way in December. We didn't know. So, you know, like that. But I think that, like, I think it's fun. I think that we could have a lot of fun when you run the box. It doesn't have to be always, you know what I mean? I think they're informative.
Yeah.
They're very informative.
I think they, yeah, they can be. As
yeah.
long as you allow them their voice.
And try
yep.
to use your spirit guide because you have one. So if you find one, you find who it is, you can, you know what I mean? That's like that. Shit. I called Walter Eversit when I was a kid because he forever sat in my room. So he got the name Eversit. It made no sense. All right. And then when I got older, I, for some reason, like when I was 10 or 11, I started calling Gary. I don't know why. And then when I got like in my late, like early 20-ish, I guess around, I named him Elijah. And I only found, and then I come to find out he's Walter.
Yeah.
You get what I mean? So, yeah. But I never, you know, when I ran the box, that's how I found that out. But otherwise, I still called on him. What?
I've never asked you this question, but it's kind of a general question to both of you. I haven't
right.
tried the Estes method yet, which was named after Estes Park, where the Stanley is, the hotel, you know, with the
yeah.
shining and all that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was wondering what, yeah, have y'all ever tried the Estes
method, yeah.
Estes method. Have y'all tried it?
Yeah. Okay. What it is you run a spirit box and somebody's sitting there blindfolded with mm-hmm. noise-canceling headphones on and all they can
right.
hear is the white noise from the spirit box.
Yeah.
No, I don't need to do that.
So other
I'd
people are sitting
them, yeah.
like in another room where the blindfolded individual can definitely not hear the voices from humans.
Right.
They're asking questions, and whoever's listening to the spirit box just will, you know, communicate whatever they're hearing. At
okay,
any time.
No, for reason
it
no,
was
because I
the Estes method. Right. No, the
yeah.
Estes method itself was renamed, by the way.
Yeah. Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's what it is now. It's not what it was to begin with.
Right.
Well, do you know what it was called before? Because I don't, and I've never heard
of it. I don't remember. I'd have to go back and watch. I know they used it a lot with, can I say the name of the group? Yeah, Paranormal State.
Oh,
it was basically the
okay,
same
I
type
remember.
Of thing
yeah.
where, you know, you
yeah.
they tape half ping pong balls to their eyes.
You know what? You know what? Wait. You
it's
know
the
why
same
I wouldn't do
premise.
That would hurt.
Hear me out on this. You know why I wouldn't do that? Because when I talk to the spirits on the spirit box, I'm talking to the spirits on the spirit box, I don't need another human to be blindfolded. You get it? This is that no human thing. I don't do jack shit when I run that box. I don't do nothing. All I do is listen and have to analyze it. That's it. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't need I wouldn't need a human with headphones on to try to be this, you know, for the spirits. When if I got them, why do I need another person? You get my point?
Right, right.
You know what
but
I mean?
But I
want
to. The ping pong balls are fun.
Well,
I mean that was what they were doing originally, and I forget what they had called it in the first place.
Yeah.
And I think it's been refined since then, because if I remember right, watching it, they, I think Chip Coffey also took part in that experiment once.
But Chip's
with
different.
The,
Chip is good.
The,
Chip is a
yeah,
Chip is a walking like knowledge, like you know what
right.
I mean. He has that.
And that's why with the Estes method, I think part of it is for non-sensitive individuals, you're just going to hear the voices, right? But like when Chip did it, if I can remember the episode right, with
yeah.
psychic people, it's supposed to enhance.
Yeah, what are you eating?
Who?
Well, the cat.
Oh. It's supposed to enhance their psychic or mediumship ability so they can really tune
different.
In.
No, now, that's a totally different thing from what Fabian was saying about running the box and having the person in the other room. That part I know. That's
no, that is the Estes method, though.
Yeah, but if you're running
yeah.
the box and they're writing down and they can't hear it, it's a totally different thing. But with the, you know, totally blocking out the eyes, ears, you know what I mean, and stuff like that, and just relying on your senses is like a totally separate thing from running the box and having them not hear anything but the white noise. You get my point, right?
Right. It's the Estes method is
yeah.
is just that though. You blindfold it. You're blindfolded
oh,
with noise
different.
Canceling.
They're relying. Yes. Yep.
And
then
you know,
that's different.
Yeah, as opposed to, you know, you're just standing there running a spirit box and you're...
If you want to verify it, though, you can have the box down on the three floors down and then have that person do it upstairs with all that shit on and then compare later, right?
Yeah, that's basically the way you do it.
All right, okay. Yeah,
so basically you got intermediary saying the words.
Right, right. Whoever's
the spirits calling them out.
Right, the
right.
person listening... doesn't ask any questions. Somebody else completely
yeah.
in a different location
right.
that's
oh,
asking
that happens,
the question.
That happens a lot anyway, doesn't it? Like
yeah,
because like,
they can, they're kind of like, they can
yeah.
they can go through walls, and they don't, doesn't matter whether or not you're in a room, they can fly through
right.
there.
You could be all the way across the
pick
country.
Pick up on what you're
know.
Asking, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
Free will choice, like I always say, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's cool, too. But that's a good experiment if you want to tune into your senses. You know what I mean? I think. Like, if you really want
yeah.
to tune into just your, you know what I mean, senses, then that'd be good for
yeah.
that, more than anything. Yeah, I don't know if I'd be able to do that. My ear makes too much noise on its own. You know that, right? It does.
Do you have tinnitus real bad?
No, I don't. My muscle in my left ear... flipped itself, reversed itself, and amplified.
Yeah.
So I have
well,
an amplified.
Well, but I never asked
yeah.
if you had never
no,
had
listen, listen. No, and but I hear, what I hear is white noise.
Yeah, that's
I
awesome.
Hear like, yeah, white noise in my left ear. Sometimes if I hear a ring, it won't be like that crazy ringing in my ear. It'll just be like a tone. But I don't have tinnitus. It's just amplified, like, I should have lost my hearing. Ow, that's my leg. I should have lost my hearing. Sorry.
Hey, you could have been, maybe you got spirit box tinnitus or something.
Yeah, right? I did, well, if I put my hand, wait a minute, if I put my right hand over my, no, Miss Lopi, please stop. All right, if I put my right hand over my right ear, I
yeah.
cover it. Right? I hear all the bass and like deeper tones out of my left ear. But if I cover
yeah.
my, and this is not lying, I'm serious. I have my hearing checked. And if I cover my left ear, I hear more of the high-pitched tones and the treble out of my right. I'm a stereo.
Okay. That's cool.
Yeah, but it's just, I don't know. They checked me. They did MRI, too, so.
Well,
you know,
that means you're able to articulate amplification of sound on one
yes.
side of your ear, on side of your head better than the other, right?
No.
Out of one ear better than
no.
The, no.
Nope.
Then
ear.
I misunderstood
if
you
I mean,
the other night.
Yeah. If I'm going to hear like right away, I could hear everything real good. But if I pick up on something that has more of a treble in it, like a ghost box or something like that, what I'll do
okay.
is listen by my right ear because I can pick it up crisp and clear and pull it up. You know?
Oh,
understand?
I
because
got
I,
you.
Yeah,
I got you.
Yeah, like that. So well,
okay.
So like you know, I do that. Inventive.
So that's what you meant by one ear amplified.
Yeah, I got
oh,
the both. Yeah, one. Well, actually, this one, the left one's really, really amplified. The right one's
that's
kind
it.
Of
that's
amplified.
What you said.
Yeah,
that's
what it is.
Remember,
the
I
both,
have an issue
yeah.
with my ear. I can hear a little better out of one ear, but I hear fine out of both.
Right.
And
okay.
I'm an
so
injury
you know.
As a child. That's what I was thinking. But mine's a
yep.
little different. I amplify out of one ear a little more than the other. The left.
Right.
Ear.
I just,
yeah.
I could hear conversations down the friggin' street. I could, like, I, if I'm out, like, even on the balcony here, I could hear what they're saying across the street. And I'm like,
oh yeah, I remember
annoying.
You saying about the sociopath
yeah.
was
oh,
talking
my God,
shit
that was
about
funny.
You.
He was all look. We had that long driveway in Perky, right? We had longest driveway, and then you had to cross the street and go to the other farmhouse across the street. And I just happened to be out in the right out front of the house and like by the center thing with the dogs, okay. And I literally heard him talking shit about me and went down to the end of the driveway. And I looked. I said, I fucking heard that and walked back up the driveway. Yep. Yep. I fucking heard
hey, David,
that.
Guess what I watched? David, I forgot to say this on the video podcast today. Actually, last weekend, I watched the 28 Days.
Hello.
Oh, did you?
Caller.
I did.
Hello.
Hello? We got a caller
Hello?
Online.
Hello?
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 Jessica. Hi, Jessica.
Welcome.
Jessica, she's supposed to say hello.
Hey.
I'm calling.
Hello.
Hi, Jess.
Hey,
hey,
how you doing,
it's
guys?
Me. I was just calling to say,
hey,
it's me.
It's me.
It's me.
Yep.
Hi, it's me. I'm just calling to say hi. It's me.
It's me.
It's me again, Marcia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hi, Jessica.
I thought you were going to go live on YouTube, too.
No, I can't do that. I'm on my way to work, sweetie.
Aww.
Oh, okay.
But I want to tell you how much I appreciate you letting me know what happened.
Yeah, that's
crazy.
Yeah.
Jessica, I would
who's
not...
SME? Who's SME? That's what it said it was moved for.
That's what
well,
I was
I'm
wondering.
I'm UMG, not... Thank
Subject.
You. You're not...
Me.
Subject matter enforcement.
Yeah.
Me.
Oh.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
That's what it was. But David, I watched 28 Days.
Yeah, what'd you think of that
and,
one?
Oh, I was pretty impressed with it. In fact, one of I believe that was well, I know Tony Sparrow. I've known him for a long time on Facebook, and
right,
he's actually really he's spot on, and. Also, I'm trying to think of his name, but I think Lisa and I know him.
Who?
And he goes on Dave Schrader's panel.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Aaron Sagos, I think is his
name. Oh, yeah, Aaron Sagos.
Aaron Sagos, yeah. Him and Tony Spira, they're like the hosts of the show, and they have what they do is they've got three paranormal teams that go to these haunted locations, and they have to spend 28 days. Pretty much what Ed and Lorraine Warren said was that after 28 days, the spirits will reveal themselves to you, if I'm saying
right.
that right.
Right.
But, man, it was some damn good television. I appreciate that shout-out, David.
Yep.
Yeah, that theory that they had was that it takes 28 days in a single location before the veil is thin enough and you can get more information than you ever thought you could from any spirit on the location.
And they really did. They did.
And they
got
did.
Some, I mean, they had the doors flying open and then they had the the spirits, you know, you think, well, here's how you try to quantify how spirits have nerves that can be got on. But I don't think it's that at all. We try to look at it in an investigation. We start to think we're getting on the spirit's nerves. It's actually a territorial thing, I believe. I believe the spirit, whatever spirit in the building is running the show, because there's a lot of instances where you can tell by the evidence but that there's one spirit that's controlling other spirits.
Well, maybe
and,
not controlling, just grumpy. There's always
and in this
spirit.
Case, yeah, something to that effect.
Yeah.
And in that case, you've got that one spirit. It's like getting to the point where y'all need to leave, and it starts to show itself in nasty ways, trying to impress upon them, y'all need to get out of my territory. You're interrupting the energy or something. But,
wow.
Yeah, you know, shout out to Dave Schrader and Steve Chiffy.
Yes.
They have both, Darkness Day, but they have been on investigations, especially I've got Steve Shippey on Patreon, and I get to watch all his cool stuff, and he's got a lot of shout out to Steve Shippey again. He's in a house right now that, and I'm not going to say anything because it's Patreon, and he asked everyone not to share the details. They just got to come in and check it out, and he'll post whatever he wants people to know.
Right.
But anyway, let's just use Elm Street, which isn't the name at all.
Right.
And that he's got one in there that's very territorial right now. And the next episode's coming up this weekend. So it's really good stuff. And you can tell that Steve's in there for like days and days and days. And then it's like in every instance, and Dave Schrader as well. If the spirits get to the point where they get territorial, they'll try to run you off. And I think that 28 days thing, David and Lisa, is spot on. I really do.
Yeah. Well, it would be, then I don't know, but shout out to Dave Schrader because he's one of the coolest people I ever met.
He really is.
He's awesome. Super cool. All right. Hi, Dave. All right. the thing with this is that I know that, how come everybody has, like, I'm not the one who, well, then again, I lived in a haunted house from hell, remember? But still, even at that house, I never felt pushed out the door. I never, like, anywhere that I've ever been. And I've lived in haunted houses, like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, old haunted houses. But I never felt that way. And Selma, I felt welcome there. I mean, I don't know. I felt welcomed immediately. But there's a grumpy spirit there. Okay?
Right.
He was a grumpy.
I think, at first. And grumpy, I don't know if grumpy be the word, if territorial would be the word. I want to lean more towards protective.
Yes, that would
be mm-hmm. and the reason I want to say that is they're protective because nobody's asking the correct questions, and the questions they do ask are annoying.
Yeah,
that is
possible. Yeah, it could be. Well, like picture yourselves as only for you. Picture yourselves if you were a spirit. A spirit. You don't have to be a ghost, you know. All right, a spirit. And you're standing there going, I know you can hear me. You know what I mean? It's me or whatever you're saying. And they're like, got the recorder out, and they're going, you know, asking you something off the wall. Or then they start saying, oh, well, you show yourself. You know what I mean? What would you do if you were a spirit and you still had the same personality you do now?
Well,
what
quite
would you do?
Frankly, you'd be a jackass. You'd go after them.
Exactly. You'd be like, smack, ha, you
know, the first few times I think I'd be okay, but when the questions became the same constantly, over and over and over, I'd be like, you know, that's always been a question in my head. You know, I mean, I know human personality can change. You can be one of the nicest people in the world, but if the same groups or types of people are always annoying you with the same exact stuff, how long is it going to take before a human changes their personality?
I'm done. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm done.
If a good person happens to pass away, but they stick around to help, can a spirit change its energy because of the same, you know, environment situation?
I think who you are.
I think Lisa said something a few shows ago that I just thought of what she had said, and it was that you bring your energy into the investigation, and whatever energy you're bringing in there. Go ahead, you know, Lisa. I'll let you tell them.
You do. You when you go into an when you go into an investigation, you bring. I was sitting wrong in the chair. Look, but no, it wasn't this time. This was me. When you go in, like, you know, when we go in, for instance, if Dawn and I go in, we get everything all set up. We got this going on. You know what I mean? We're ready to talk. Da-da-da-da-da-da. You know what? We got this, I don't know, I guess positive attitude. But then, like, if you're in the same investigation and you walk in and somebody's provoking, you understand? They got a different energy. They're going to get different things. And if you're looking for a fucking demon, you're going to find one, regardless if there is one.
Yeah, keep asking.
That's it.
Or you're going to find a really nasty human spirit that's like, okay, let's do this.
I'm going to play with your ass now. We're going to get you. Boom.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Let's have a little, like that old comedy club thing. You thought we were just making all those weird sound files for nothing, but the comedy club is a real thing.
Yes, it is the real thing.
They can be very funny. Yes, at least
They can be like with the elf. I'm holding up a gnome. No, it's an elf. I'm like, oh, it's a gnome. It lies. I'm like, you understand what I mean? This is all on things, but they're laughing because it's funny. They damn well know it's a gnome, and they did it on purpose. You understand
Jessica,
what I mean? Yeah.
What do you think? What do you think, Jessica? What do you think about? Do you think spirits can be funny?
I don't know. It depends on who you're messing with. You never really know.
That's right. That's true.
Okay.
That's very true.
Is this the first one? Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me see if I have the elf one. I'll play that.
Yeah, listen to this, Jessica. It's
okay.
Quite funny. And explain
okay.
it for her.
Okay. What you're going to hear is me telling, asking what I should name the gnome. A gnome I got for like one of them stuffy ones. You know what I mean? Some cute ones. And Wolfie says it's an elf. And I say, no, it's a gnome. And he said, it's an elf. I said, no, it's a gnome. He said, lies. Listen, and you'll hear it. And he says elf quite a few times. It's in here. Okay, I'm going to play this now.
An elf.
Not an elf, it's a gnome.
What?
No, it's a gnome. That's a slowed down version of it. Okay, I don't know where the regular version went, but that's just a bit. You hear it? The
yeah.
Yep. Okay. Do you hear me? It's an elf. It just that was after I asked him what name it was. What happened to the other one? I don't know where it went. It's gone. I have it. Don't matter. But anyway, that's that one. But it's an elf. Did you hear that? I know Fabian. You
mm-hmm.
heard it. We lost Fabian. All right. Wait a minute. Here he is.
Did we lose him?
Yeah. He's coming back. Okay.
You should never
there
make chicken
There you go.
You
were gone
come.
For a second. Did you hear the elf? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. That's just a thing, a joke, and then I don't know if you heard it at the end, he went, because it was funny, okay? So every time, now I picked up, I got another gnome,
Jessica.
And I got another elf.
Mm-hmm. On the
replay. Right? Got a gnome, and I got another elf. And I held him up, and I held the elf up, and I said, what is this? This says an elf. I said, what is this? Held up the gnome. This says an elf. I give up. Okay. Yeah. Well, okay. All right. What do you think, David?
I try not to. It hurts my brain.
Oh, okay. Well, then.
No. I know that spirits, ghosts, spirits, I don't know how you want to look at it. I think they might be different. They may be the same.
Right.
I don't know. But yes. I do think that they can have a sense of humor. They can be playful.
They're funny.
Yeah.
In my opinion, they could be serious. They could be funny. They could be looking out for your ass, too. I'm talking about spirit guides here. Angels, whatever you want to call them. They look out for you. That's one thing, everybody's got one, and whether they call it angels, whether they call it your guides, you all got one. Everybody has one that looks out for you, whatever, you know what I mean? Like, that's the way I feel. What do you guys think?
I think so. I know I've got guardian angels, and I need to ask who my spirit guide is, but I want to do that while I'm meditating, and I come out of meditation, because I don't want to. If you do a session, you start asking questions, and you don't really focus on the question when you're doing it. You need to be like meditating and kind of. That's my opinion. You need to kind of.
Well, you could put the box on and put it on and say, "Listen, put the box on." You could say, "Okay, tell me who my spirit guide is. I'm going to just record and walk away, and then go back and listen to it."
Oh no, that's
and
nice.
This would be
like
this
that.
Would be for Fabian. This would be a good chance for him to do a solo Estes experiment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could do that.
You know what I mean? You blindfold yourself. You put on your headphones. You listen to the Estes, your spirit box. You ask only one question and then sit there silently and wait.
Oh,
nice. That's true, too. He could do that. But, you know, when I think about it, if you do the meditative thing, considering I named Walter, Everett, Gary, and Elijah before finding out what they called him, it could be kind of hard. You get what I mean, though? You know what I mean.
Right.
Well, the
right.
reason
right.
I say meditate is because I'm thinking you should have clarity of mind when you're asking such a question of such relevance, you know, to yourself, to your mind, your body, and your own spirit. I would think that energy that comes through to give you that answer would need you to have kind of like your aura maybe in a good place. Because let's say you just do
it,
you're having a bad day, and you know, you're like, okay, well, here comes my name is Robert, and I'm your spirit guide. It ain't going to happen like that. But you might get
it won't.
You might
no,
get the wrong
you won't get the wrong
thing.
One. You just you might not hear it.
Or not telling you the real
thing. I don't know. I think Dawn and I were at the fort when we found out who hers was.
Oh, you're talking about Bennett?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm a Bennett and I'm not in.
And so, I'm a Bennett. And wait a minute. I was at the when I first heard Walter say his name, right? I was at Fort Mifflin in Casemate 11 trying to contact William on the ghost box, okay?
Uh-huh.
I put on a box. Lorraine was there, I remember. And I said, okay, who's here with us? And all we heard, the whole room heard, was it's Walter. And everybody's looking, who's Walter? And it took me 2 years. 2 years to figure out that was him from my old guide. From 2 years to finally,
wow.
You know, I was thinking about it, but then when he said you used to call me Elijah, I was like, oh snap, damn, I know who that is, and that's when it made sense. I was like, I had a wrong answer, bitch, all these years.
So when I do it, it's a one-off to me because I don't think I should continually ask. A whole bunch of times, this is my spirit guide, because I'm going to start getting a whole phone book full of replies, you know what I'm saying? I think the Estes method
just ask Walter for you. I can ask Walter for you. He'll tell me. That's better. And then I'm going to tell
you. I'll tell you what.
Yeah, I can just ask Walter. You can ask Walter.
You won't tell me?
No, if you want me to, I'll tell you. All right. Yep.
All right. Well,
I just helped Natalie find hers too.
But
yep.
Does it change the actual getting the correct name by you doing it for me?
Well, do you get? Well, let me ask you a question. Do you get the same voice coming out of the box an awful lot?
Sometimes I do. Yeah.
Do you notice one voice, whether it male or female, come out of the box that you recognize all the time?
It would be of a female, sound to it, and. I feel strongly
exactly.
It's someone I knew in life.
But that would not
that.
Be your guide. Your guide can't. Yeah, but that would be your guardian. But the guide itself would be worn with you. So that's a different perspective, like an angel.
Oh, okay.
All right.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't understand any of that.
Okay. Yeah, but that would be like somebody who's watching you and helping you, and you know what I'm saying. On that level.
That's
but
cool.
if there's a certain voice, like if you recognize the voice, then you know who that is. But then if there's another voice that you hear awful lot, start thinking. Because, like, you know what I mean, like, about it? Because take notice to the familiar voice. Because I tried with the box, okay, with Walter, I wanted to debunk my own shit, okay? I took that box to Virginia, West Virginia, oh, Lord, Kentucky. Okay, Massachusetts, Ohio, New York City, the Poconos, wherever, all across Pennsylvania, all the way to Erie, Pennsylvania. I mean, we've been all over the place. And guess whose voice did not change? Walter.
Yep.
That was out of all kinds. Like, you remember, radio frequencies change, stations change, DJs change, music changes, right?
Right.
Accents change.
That voice did not change, no matter where we took it. Neither did Bennett or Williams. Yep.
That's
no matter
cool.
where. So see what I'm saying? There's like experiments when you start paying attention to the voices that you get, because there might be more than one name, because usually you have more than one anyway. So it'd be more than one, you know, that you would hear. It's pretty cool. We did a lot of experiments.
Mind,
and when I say run the box, we did a lot of freaking box experiment. We've done amplifiers, like, and like hooked our shit up to guitar amplifiers, and like, I mean, we really did a lot. Like, we used to do all kinds of crazy shit. You know, just
yeah,
to see
portal,
what sounds better and what
boxes
yeah.
that I build are mini amplifiers, a little mini Fender amplifier.
Right.
With
perfect.
Noise cancellation and reverb, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, with noise cancellation, you can't, wait.
Yeah.
Are you canceling out the white noise?
No.
No, just,
no,
okay, gotcha.
But
I gotcha.
You can,
okay.
You can
yeah.
do that, but...
That
yeah, sometimes
useful.
I do. Sometimes I
yeah.
do. If there's a lot of interference, I will indeed kick that noise cancellation up just a hair, you know, to cut out some
right,
of
right.
the interference. But
yes.
generally,
mm-hmm.
you're hearing it in the white noise or without on mine. And I have a
yep.
video that I've done. It's on Tri10Paranormal.com. Shout out
right.
to Tri10Paranormal.com. And there's actually, at the bottom, I did two Venmeo videos. Yeah.
Right.
What
and
was
it's
that?
Got, it's
for beep.
That was Lisa.
What did you say? I didn't say
oh,
I did.
Why did
who
you
said
beep?
Who said beep?
I don't know.
That was Lisa, I think. Yes, that was Lisa.
Oh, Venmo?
Okay. What about?
No,
oh, God,
at the
Venmo.
Bottom, Venmo. And by the way, Lisa is a group expert of Tri-10 Paranormal out of Greenville, Tennessee.
Oh, is
she? Who? Huh?
I consult
oh, who?
With Lisa Terrio.
Beep,
beep, beep.
Lisa
Terrio, of New Jersey, Pennsylvania,
yeah.
Pups Paranormal, Pups,
mm.
Pennsylvania Underground Paranormal.
Yeah, Pups.
She is...
Yeah.
She is our group expert. I often consult with her about our investigation.
I'm making audio tech. Oh, wait, we got a
right.
message. I mean, we got a phone call. Hold on.
Nice.
Oh.
Very cool.
Hello.
Very cool.
Good morning.
Hello.
Welcome. You're on the air.
Who's here?
What's up, David?
Oh, that's yeah, my brother.
Oh, hey.
Cool.
Yes, it is.
Hey,
brother.
Cool.
Right on.
This is Aaron.
Hi, Aaron.
Who,
how are you?
Welcome.
By the way, happens
welcome,
to live out in Arizona on Anunnaki Indian land.
Not Anunnaki.
Is,
oh,
Aaron. What's it called, Aaron?
Yeah. Anasazi, Anunnaki.
Anasazi.
Anasazi
Indian tribe.
Aliens. That's like the...
Well, you never know. They could be there.
Yeah, true.
That's really awesome. Are there petroglyphs right. near you, Aaron?
Oh.
Are there petroglyphs near where you live?
Yes, there is. There's
awesome.
Petroglyphs and caves, and we've
that
actually found
awesome.
Pottery on our property.
Oh, wow. Outstanding.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
That is a beautiful
wow.
part of the country. My daughter lives out there as well. The Painted,
yeah.
you ever heard of the Painted Canyon?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really gorgeous, and there's a lot of interesting stories. There's one called Red Feather. There's a story of a spirit of an Indian, but I think it was more Navajo. So, it's a Navajo story.
Yeah, we're in up
I know,
in
I
northern
was out
Arizona,
out
in the White Mountains.
Oh, very nice. Very beautiful country.
We're,
I used to run
we're
it
right
all
between
the time.
Yeah, we're right between. We're in the White Mountains, right between the Navajo and Apache reservations.
Very
oh,
nice.
Wow.
We're
oh,
actually
like
probably
I
not,
loved it down there.
We're about 40 minutes away from what they call Two Gun Caves.
Oh, I've
mm-hmm.
heard of them.
That's
yeah.
where the Apache were hiding in a cave, and the Navajo set fires in the entrance of the cave.
I didn't
and
know that.
Massacred all of them.
Wow, I didn't know that's
what
well,
I didn't
two
know
guns.
That
either. Yeah,
I thought that was the cowboys.
That was a lot of
you
bad
know?
Blood.
Uh-huh.
So,
now, the Navajos
what is
and
your
the
opinion?
Apache
I've never heard
definitely,
that.
Definitely bad blood. No, I said the Navajo
are
and the
sure?
Apache, very bad blood.
Are you sure?
Yeah, they...
Ah, maybe.
Yeah, they don't like each other too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think everybody's cool now. They seem to be. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, I think now they do, but
yeah, they're fine now.
All right, so what's your opinion, Aaron, on spirit guides? Do you have one that you know of?
I don't have one that I know of, but I've had experiences in my life. Like, I'll just throw this to you. And this happened a long time ago. I was walking behind a house, and this mother, our neighbor, put her child in a stroller, one of the old ones, where the seat flips back and it was all metal.
Oh, yeah.
She leaves him there to go inside, and as I look, it had been raining, and I see him, the back of the seat, fall down, and he slides out of it, hitting his head on the concrete in a mud puddle.
Oh, no.
The next thing I know, I'm at the stroller, and I caught him just as the tassel of his hair touched the water.
Oh, wow. Great catch.
So you saw it before
it
actually happened.
50 feet away.
Wow. Yeah, you saw it. Wow. Whoa.
And I was 50 feet away and don't even remember how I got there.
Oh my God.
I get that. I understand that. Yeah, I understand that. That is something else. Yeah, like you were just thrown like a.
That is amazing.
You don't remember running, right? Right?
Nope.
You don't remember running?
I was just.
At all. Exactly.
No, I was in the alley behind the house, and the next minute I was catching the kid.
I understand that. That's why you were meant to be there. Well, you know what I mean?
That's just
at that instant, and you don't know how you got there because maybe you were lifted. Woof! Here you go. You're over there. You get it? What I mean? Anything. Because when you don't remember that run, I did that once with a dog in the Poconos. I don't remember running from the door to the edge of the mountain at all. But
yeah.
I was at the edge of the mountain, and I caught the dog.
Yep. Kind of like an
and then when
universe.
I was Yeah. When I was 3.5 years old, I fell into a construction ditch that was full of water. And the last thing I remember was the sunlight was disappearing as I was going down. And then I was out of it. Somehow the neighbor kid, the teenager next door, was right there where I needed to be. And he grabbed me and pulled me out.
Wow.
Oh, you are so lucky.
That's
crazy.
So, yeah.
That's really
that
awesome.
That would kind of go along with you probably had a guardian angel with you pretty much all the time.
Yep. The spirit and guardian.
Yeah, and they were the ones that helped you go and catch the little one before he fell completely out of the stroller.
Yeah.
And hit his head.
Yeah.
Yep. The same thing. It's like that. Oh, we are down to the wire here, guys.
Oh,
yeah.
We are down to 1 minute and 40 four, three. She's going to come in and start yelling at us any minute. We have this block. Your show. Wait a minute. Wait, I'm going to do it.
Great.
Your show
great
is
talking.
About. Your show.
Thank
you.
90 seconds remaining.
90 seconds. Your show is about to end in 1 minute and 20 seconds. That's what she's going to say.
It's time
all
for
right.
tea and crumpets.
Right. So I got to play the stupid anthem. But, guys, I'm going to, because we don't have time to play a song. All right. So I got to thank you for coming on, Aaron. Nice meeting you. Jessica, nice seeing you, cuz.
Yes.
Both of
you.
You Fabian
too.
And
you
David.
Too,
and I. We
nice
love you all
you.
Out there. And everybody, have a great night. Now we can listen to the intro before I cut it out. Oh,
all right.
I could find it. All right.
Live Paranormal.
There you go. There we go.
Listen to Live Paranormal. That's
we got the chicken. We're going to talk through the whole thing. Too. There you go. We got...
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
All right, good night, everybody. We're out.
Good night. Thanks for stopping by.